Uh-oh.
I think I got strawberry juice on your...
Honey, look at this table. There's worse. I once performed a solstice ritual on this table naked.
Stop laughing. This is erotic.
I'm on a new medication and I think it's making me hallucinate.
I would have been a Ted Bundy victim.
Yeah. I had no idea that so many people out there felt the same way I did. Now I want a pina colada.
An acquired taste.
What's up? This is an Acquired Taste podcast. I'm Bethany, your oversleeping, shower crying, thinks she has a Victorian ghost in her apartment friend.
And I'm Kathleen, your tahini loving, hot yoga namasteing, toast with peanut butter and apples obsessed friend.
And every week, Kathleen and I meet up to discuss our lives and what's weird in the world, and we invite you to join us. This week, we're going to talk about I think that I'm being a jerk regarding something someone told me, and I need you to tell me if I'm being a jerk.
Is it something I told you?
No.
Okay, good.
It is a person you don't know and was a stranger to me. Kathleen, what did you bring today?
So I have this thing about rompers. I have a little tangent I want to go on about rompers.
Okay.
Second, I accidentally hit a chicken. I mean, like, not with a car, with the back of my hand, because the chicken was being a fucking rude-ass chicken.
Is the chicken alive still?
Chicken is still alive.
Chicken's fine.
And third, I want
to... You backhanded a chicken?
I backhanded a damn chicken!
Kathleen!
And then third, I want to talk about chronic fatigue.
Okay.
But, Plus, over the weekend, we solicited for Taste Buds to leave us voicemails about their summer plans.
Yeah.
So we have so many summer fun voicemails to play for you on this episode.
Are they fun?
They are.
Or is it just a lot of weddings?
Listen, I know it's not a lot of weddings.
This is wedding season and everyone's miserable.
Everyone's going after those peonies.
Yeah, I love a peony.
Okay, so here's the thing about peonies.
Mm-hmm.
You can
the
only
flower.
The flower, not the male genitalia.
the peonies.
The penises.
I just went deaf. Hold on. Can you still hear me?
Yeah.
I need to get like more quality headphones. These are like $20 headphones.
Do you want me to finagle your...
I think we're okay. I just can't move very much.
Okay.
Okay, what's the thing about peonies? Sorry.
Peonies is that they're a big impact flower, just like hydrangeas. You know, you get one flower and it basically takes up the whole bouquet.
Yeah.
They're impossible to get outside of May and June. So if you're getting married in May or June,
yeah,
right on the mark.
So if
it is peony season.
So if you want a peonies in your wedding, you have to get married in May and June.
You
like
do.
Schedule it around the peonies.
Yeah. Otherwise you're like flying them in from Tahiti.
Those are the ones that are like really bowl shaped, right?
Yes, they're huge. They've got lots of flowers. Do you remember that wedding, that movie rather, with Emily Blunt and not Vince Vaughn, but the other guy that looks like him?
Vincent D'Onofrio?
No, hang on.
John Krasinski?
Hang on.
Jason Mraz?
No, but Jason is one of
Jason
them.
Jason Segel. He looks nothing like Vince Vaughn.
I don't
Vaughn.
Know. He's just like a white, tall, like very broad man. I don't know.
He's a white man with dad bod.
I get that. Yeah, he has a dad bod.
Yeah.
They were in that movie, The 5-Year Engagement.
Yes.
And do you remember in the trailer, he goes, well, I think we'll have the black peonies.
No, I don't remember.
It's a dick joke. To get it. It's a dick joke.
I you know what? I didn't even see that movie, but I did read a review for it that said that it felt like it was filmed in real time.
It did. It was
like
so long.
It felt long and
it
awful.
It was so long. But Brie... Oh, God.
Larson.
No.
Brienne of Tarth.
No, the one from Community, who's married to Dave Franco.
She's married to Dave Franco?
Yes.
Brie Larson.
No.
Brie Larson?
No, hang... No!
Either that Brie or the Brie of Tarth.
Allison Brie. She wears a dress at the end. She's a bridesmaid on Emily Blunt's wedding party. And I own that dress. And I was damn, I own that dress. And then I threw it away because it was never going to look as good on me as it
Where was
on
it from?
It was, I don't know. It's like years ago. I got it from Gilt. You know that website, GILT.com?
Is that still around?
It is still around. Yeah. I used to check it every day at noon because stuff would go on sale.
Yeah.
Not anymore.
Yeah. Bye-bye Gilt. I remember it used to come in a lot of gift bags, but nothing from it, just a card saying like you can join Gilt for $50. Like, this is not a gift bag. Don't give me a gift bag without actually things in it. If you've ever been to some type of fete where they give you a gift bag at the end
and it's empty
because it's coupons,
bad fete.
That's where you throw that gift bag in the trash.
Okay, can I just talk to you about rompers for a second?
I wish you would.
I love a good romper.
You're wearing one today. It's gorgeous. It's red.
Thank you. But it is literally impossible to pee in a romper when you're not at home or when you have a lot of bags with you.
Yeah, you have to pee in shame.
So I was traveling recently and I was driving from Napa to San Francisco and I had to pull over into a Burger King because I was going to pee in the car.
Yeah.
And I said to my friend Kristen, listen, stand outside the door. I don't think the door locks.
Yeah.
She's like, okay, yeah, no problem. Because I don't wear a bra when I wear most of my rompers. And then you have to pull literally the whole thing down. So you are very exposed.
You're like fully
like
nude.
Belly rolls, boobs sitting on your thighs. Yeah. Like you're in, and then you're trying like not to touch the public toilet. So you're pulling your entire outfit away from your body. You're holding it away. And then you're peeing at the same time. And my freaking friend Kristen was texting and some lady walks in on me and I'm wearing my romper. So basically I'm naked inside of the Burger King bathroom.
What the hell was Kristen? What are you still friends with her? Did you end that friendship?
I'm still friends with her. So this lady walks in. Also, she's on the phone. And I'm screaming, so she's not paying attention that anyone is in the bathroom. She walked halfway into that bathroom, and I'm on the toilet trying to clutch my bosom, trying to cut my crotch, but also trying to hold my damn romper away from the toilet so it doesn't touch the toilet.
Yeah. Kristen, can we call her?
I'm like, Kristen, we are not friends anymore.
Yeah.
She's like, oh my God, I'm so sorry. I was on Instagram. She was scrolling through freaking Instagram and let somebody walk in on the bathroom on me.
What was, like, how did a human pass her?
So
how did a human completely pass her?
I don't know. She like has a kid. She's probably used to like ignoring people all the time.
Yeah.
And I guess that's what happens. I don't know. Anyway, rompers, I love you, but I also hate you because a total stranger saw my titties and my vey.
Yeah, rompers need to include some sort of escape hatch, some sort of zipper, some sort of urinal zipper, or some sort of vagina snap.
Like when I'm wearing a one-piece bathing suit,
yeah,
I typically don't take the whole thing off. I just kind of, I roll it to the side as much as I possibly can.
Yeah, like when you want to have sex so bad you can't wait, you just like... Yank it all to the side.
I don't know if I've ever been there.
I read about it once in a book. Okay, I have to... I need you to tell me if I'm an awful person.
Oh, yeah, no problem.
Okay.
You are.
Thank you. I assumed as such. So I was at this event, and people were yawning. Like this, we were kind of in the green room holding area, and a lot of people were yawning.
Yes.
It was like 2 o'clock on a Sunday.
Oh, now that you're talking about...
Tired,
right? So sleepy. Just even talking about yawning makes me want to yawn.
That means you're empathetic.
You're a bad person.
Means you're not a psycho. So this dude I had not met. He's just yawning and yawning and yawning. And I was on my way to get some coffee. And I said, hey, can I get you some coffee? You seem sleepy. And he was like, no, I'm okay. Thanks. And I said, are you sure? It's coffee. I'm a coffee pusher.
Yeah.
Right. I was like, are you sure? You seem like you could use a little pick me up. It's no trouble. I'm on my way. And he was like, no, I'm good. I'm like, all right, last chance. And he goes, I'm 5 years coffee sober.
No, he didn't.
And he said it like it was the most serious thing. Like you would say, like, I'm 5 years sober from crack cocaine. Like it was, I'm 5 years coffee sober.
No, he didn't.
And I felt such an overwhelming sense of shame. Like I had been pushing whiskey onto an alcoholic. And I was like, okay. And I waited for him to like laugh or wink or like make a joke. And he was so completely deadpan serious about it that I just sort of walked away. Am I a big old jerk for thinking he's being overdramatic and does not get to use the word sober when it comes to coffee?
Okay. I've never heard this term before.
Me either.
Can I ask you something?
Yes.
Did this guy live in Brooklyn?
Yes, it was Brooklyn. It was Williamsburg.
This has Williamsburg, Brooklyn written all over it.
You're the second person to ask me that follow-up question.
Yeah, it's just like, if you don't live in this part of the country, you should know, or maybe by now you do know from the way they're portrayed in movies and on TV. People that live in Brooklyn are a special kind of people.
Uh-huh. Uh-huh.
It's like... I think hipster nation originated in Brooklyn. Yeah. I'm not sure. It might have also been London. But, okay, I've never heard the term coffee sober.
No.
B, caffeine is an addictive substance.
Correct.
So, okay, I want to give this guy the benefit of the doubt.
Sure.
C, maybe this guy does have a larger addiction problem at hand.
Uh-huh.
And coffee is like the stepping stone.
Yes. And that's all of the benefit of the doubt that I also wanted to give him.
But I'm thinking that this guy was just being like an overdramatic jerk.
That's what my heart is telling me.
Yeah.
Because here's where I'm coming from. I know many people who are sober. And sobriety, they are sober because they were addicted to a substance
yes.
that caused their lives and the lives of the people around them a lot of turmoil.
Yes.
And the sobriety was hard fought and hard won.
Yes.
And that's why I think that saying you are sober from a substance is something that is not to be taken lightly.
No, of course not.
Like Dennis, my boyfriend.
Yes.
He is sober.
Because he had a really good time.
He partied a lot.
Yeah.
I think that unless this dude drank so much coffee that one night he got really, really tweaky and he like murdered his roommate.
Yeah.
You don't get to say your coffee's sober.
I just don't think that even if coffee is your trigger substance into other harder, larger problems.
Yeah.
I don't know if sober is the right word to apply to a coffee addiction.
Right. I think you just say you're so, and it's not even like my business.
Hey dude, I'm caffeine free.
Yeah. It's like, oh, I don't drink coffee.
See, a lot of other people around?
No, it's just him and me.
See, I would have sat down and opened my notebook and been like, excuse me, can you tell me more? Because I'm a jerk. Like, I would have to know. I'd be like, what is your larger story? That you're using the word. This is like, it sounds like something that a writer for a show on the CW would dream up. And like,
yes.
Is this guy a writer for the CW?
No. I mean, maybe in his free time.
Does he write YA books?
He could. He might. Yeah. His beard told me that he did something from home in Brooklyn.
He has a beard too.
Yeah. He's a home-based. Look, if you are, let's say, an alcoholic.
Yes.
And in your sobriety, you turn to other substances. And perhaps that substance is coffee. And then you realize that you're drinking too much coffee and you need to like get off of coffee. Again, I wouldn't call that coffee sober.
I think that using the word sober in front of your closest friends, like, oh, I'm not going to nap. You know, I'm nap sober now.
Right.
I think it's funny. Right. In front of your closest yes. friends. But when you start using it in public, in a wider variety of people.
With no sense of irony.
It takes the importance out of the word sober.
That's what I was thinking too. I think unless you're saying it as a wink, like, no, don't push me. I'm coffee sober. Wink, wink. Like, I drink too much coffee. That's something. But to say it with the utmost seriousness as though you had just kicked a crippling addiction to vodka.
It's strange.
It's okay. Thank you for agreeing with me.
No, I wholeheartedly agree with you. And also, I need to meet this guy because I do want to find out why he said that.
What do you think he looks like?
Well, now that you said he had a beard.
Uh-huh. What kind of beard? Describe what you think the beard looks like and I'll tell you that you're right.
I'm thinking now, is this guy a ginger?
Nope.
Okay. Then nope. I give up.
Brunette.
Okay. Is he very thin?
Yep.
Okay, so he's probably vegan too.
Probably vegan. Oh, he didn't tell me, and vegans tend to tell you.
Is it like the bees have to suffer for the caffeine
yes,
or something?
Probably, yes. Struck me as that.
Does your boyfriend eat honey?
Yes, he does.
Okay.
Because he understands that bees are such a huge part of the ecosystem that like flowers can't survive without them and plants can't survive without
them.
Does he
eat eggs?
No.
No eggs. Okay.
No eggs.
Mm-mm. Is this guy, like, was he wearing, like, black jeans?
Mm-hmm.
Okay. Was he wearing, like, a t-shirt with a short sleeve button down over it open?
No, but he was wearing a tight t-shirt with the sleeves rolled a little bit.
Oh, okay.
Which is a look I do enjoy.
Converse?
Yeah.
Uh-huh. Uh-huh. Black Converse?
Yes.
High top?
Yes. Oh, yeah, obviously.
With the extra long laces so they're tied around his ankles? Do you see people wearing those?
Yes.
You know people think that they're extra cool when they don't just wear the laces that come in the Converse box.
They
go out and like acquire extra long laces. So then around their high tops, and it especially works better if it's like a contrast color that's not the white high top, and they wrap it multiple times around the ankle part of the high top.
I do actually kind of like that look.
Oh, of course
but
you
unless,
would.
But
look at who you're dating.
And I'll tell you this too about the guy, his beard had not been trimmed in many fiscal years.
I bet it looks soft though.
It's a little Brillo patty.
Really?
Yeah.
See, I couldn't date anybody with a beard like that.
Oh yeah, it would hurt the face.
It would hurt your body too. Think about your inner thighs.
Yeah, oh yeah. Why would he be down there?
No, I don't, never mind.
Kathleen?
Yes.
Am I wearing a bra right now?
Yeah, it looks like you're wearing a bra.
I'm not.
You're not?
Because I'm wearing a see-through shirt. I mean,
oh.
Look, you can see my nipples.
Oh, I can see your nip-nips, yeah.
Do you know why I'm not wearing a bra?
I don't hate it.
Thank you. my third love bra is in the wash again. Yeah. And I'm like, well, I'm not slumming it today. I will not slum it with an inferior bra.
I am wearing my high-waisted third love underwear right now.
Are you?
That's keeping me all tucked in underneath my romper.
You have gotten me into the high-waisted underwear again. I really like them a lot.
Listen, third love, I purchased multiple bras from them since we started our partnership with them.
Yeah.
And I cannot say enough nice things about this company.
If you're a busy person, third love lets you skip the trip because you can find your fit with third love's online fit finder. Then you order, you try it on at home. You don't have those awkward fitting room experiences. You don't have someone you don't know lifting and cupping and heaven forbid they pinch something.
If you're skeptical right now, you're like, I can't buy a bra online. I don't know how it fits. I have to go to the store. I thought the same thing too, but I took their quiz. I was brutally honest about my breast shape and exactly how my bras fit me with Third Love's online quiz.
Yeah.
And the most comfortable brassiere was delivered to my doorstep.
Yes. Yes, it was. Every customer has 60 days to wear the bra, wash the bra, put it to the test. And if you don't love it, just return it. Third Love's going to wash it and donate it to a woman in need. But we really think that you're going to love it because we love our Third Love bras. They're so comfortable.
They identify your breast size, your breast shape.
Yeah.
And they find a style that fits your body. And they have half sizes.
This is such a huge thing because if you are like Kathleen, you fit between an A, a B, or a B and a C, or a C and a D.
36B and a half.
Yeah.
I didn't know that there was a half. How come it took until 2018-19 to get to a half size?
I know, it's insane. And if you're a larger size, don't worry, baby. Third Love has premium touches to ensure that your bra is stronger where you need it, like wider straps or more substantial hook and eye closures, while still keeping proportions and silhouettes in mind. And all of the details and fabrics remain the same.
I recently got their strapless bra. Oh man, those super thin memory foam cups, they hold me in. And I've never really met a strapless bra that I liked before, but Third Love changed that game for me.
They usually hurt.
Yes.
These don't. Third Love knows there's a perfect bra for everyone. So right now they're offering our listeners 15% off your first order.
So go to thirdlove.com/taste right now to find your perfect fitting bra and get 15% off of your first purchase.
That's thirdlove.com/taste for 15% off today.
Do it, do it, do it, do it, do it. So today is literally Memorial Day.
As we record.
It's kind of nice. New York City on Memorial Day weekend is empty.
It's dead. You know that the Hamptons are probably bustling.
Yes.
But I don't have a place there.
Oh, excuse me. Did you just just burped. I'm sorry.
You haven't had anything to eat or drink.
I've been eating strawberries and drinking water. Okay. I am so focused on changing my life this summer.
That's a lot of pressure.
And I know that's a big statement.
It's a big statement.
It's a huge statement. And behind the scenes, I've been having sort of discussions with Bethany about these changes that I'm making.
Yeah.
And hopefully I'm going to feel comfortable enough to share them on this podcast.
Yeah.
But I said to Bethany the other day, I said, quick, what are your summer goals?
And I, being Bethany, immediately panicked and then shut down.
Because
you didn't respond to your text.
Because you hate summer. So
and also goals are, that's a lot of pressure. I don't know what my goals are. So I went away for 24 hours.
I sent you the text again because I was like, okay, maybe she didn't see it.
No,
like,
I saw it.
Okay.
So I was like, Kathleen, what are yours? Because I needed to know, like, what does a summer goal look like? Should it be like change a career or should it be like, get a pedicure?
No, literally a summer goal can be anything you want. It could be like you want to hook up with like 10 guys at your local bar and like take them home.
Yeah.
I know my mom and her friends, my mom's a teacher. So she started teaching in the 60s.
Ooh.
And back then in New Jersey, it was very popular. All your teacher friends, you got a summer house together. And I know one summer, her and her teacher friends, and played this game. Oh my God, it's so fucked up.
Wait, tell me everything.
Who can bring the ugliest guy back to the house?
Well, your mother told you
from the bar. Yes, my mom is a wild woman.
We need to interview your mother.
So that was the game that she used to play with her friends, which now I think would be really cruel if the world is in a different place.
Yeah. Wait, who won?
I don't know. I hope it wasn't my mom.
I mean.
But maybe. I don't know. Maybe it was my dad. Who knows? They did meet down the shore. The Jersey Shore.
Yeah.
I'm a product of the unts. I wonder if it was unsing in the 60s.
Probably. Oh yeah. but just like more tambourines and like beads.
Do you think they beat up the beat with like their...
I mean, I think it was more like they flowed up the banjo.
They flow, yeah.
Just like they twirled up the guitar.
Twisted up the dance floor.
Yeah.
Anyway, that is where...
they orgied up the tambourine.
I get my love of white wine spritzers from my mother, mm-hmm. who drank a lot of them that summer and then took home ugly guys just to laugh.
That's awful. That's so awful.
So my summer goals this summer... to wear more shorts. I just purchased like 10 pairs of shorts.
That's great.
Target.
Good for you.
I'm going to probably keep one and then return the other 9.
You wear whatever makes you feel fantastic. Yeah, you don't wear a lot of shorts.
No, I don't. And you know what? Shorts feel really amazing. You get that nice breeze up there.
Yeah, it's like the AC for your legs.
Oh, the AC for your vagina.
Yeah.
I need to get over my cellulite shame.
Yeah, everyone has it.
That's what I'm working on this summer.
Like, that's a good one.
It's inevitable. It's something that I've been dealing with since I was 9. Like, I've had it since I was a little girl. I think all the women in my family have it. It's hereditary. But this summer, I'm just going to be like, fuck it.
Fuck it. You know, I don't remember what I was doing, but I was at a fashion show.
Yeah.
During Fashion Week. And I was lucky enough to sit pretty close to the front so I could see the models. And it was like a swimsuit show. Uh-huh. So everyone was wearing, you know, full legs, swimsuit legs showing. Every single model, and these were legit models, every single one had cellulite.
Yeah.
And it's just a matter of lighting and makeup, and some women have more than others, but all of them had it. And these were women who, like, had the quote-unquote thigh gap.
Yes.
It doesn't matter. Everyone has cellulite.
It is something that I've been so uncomfortable about my whole life. And people are like, oh, you're so classy. You're always wearing a midi skirt instead of a mini skirt. And the truth is that I'm not any more classy than the next biatch. I just have cellulite. That I've been self-conscious about since I was, you know, in freaking middle school or late elementary school.
Yeah.
And this summer, I'm wearing shorts that come up my butt crack.
Good girl.
And my last goal is to finally finish, the Couch to 5K app.
That's great.
The heat is going to be something to deal with. I'm going to have to run in the morning or run late at night.
Yeah.
But I'm going to freaking finish every single session in Couch to 5K.
I'm so proud of you.
Bethany, what are your goals this summer?
Not that one. That one sounds hard. but respect. Okay, so my goals. First of all, my goal is to finally be able to invert in my aerial class.
Okay.
And this basic... people probably know what that means. But it means being able to hang by your arms and lift your body up over your head. Like lift upside down over your head.
Well, that sounds complicated.
It's all lower abdomen. It's all these muscles that women specifically don't use. Mm-hmm. And so we don't have them unless like you trained in gymnastics from a really young age. Like, okay, it's all like pelvic floor. So to find your pelvic floor, imagine that.
Okay.
Sit up straight.
I'm sitting up straight.
Imagine that your hip bones are now sort of like curving in to make a bowl.
So put your fingers on your hips.
Yep. And picture them like turning in towards your navel.
Yes.
Right? To sort of scoop.
Yeah.
And then act like you have to go to the bathroom. So sort of clench. And at the same time.
So I'm clenching my Kegels.
Yep. Clench your Kegels. Turn your hip bones in. And then pretend that you're scooping your vagina up. And so your whole lower abdomen should feel like a bowl.
Oh, it's,
and it hurts.
It's burning right now.
And it hurts. And your lower back might hurt a little bit from it. So you have to like strengthen that muscle, and I have to be able to lift my body up over my head, and I do not have the strength to do it yet. And so it's keeping me from moving on in like the next level of skills.
You know what, girl? You're going to do it.
Oh,
I know you are.
Thank
you. You're going to post an Instagram pic and you're
going
to be like,
I am.
F yeah, I did it.
Hell yeah. Okay. The next one is to clean my closet of clutter once and for all. Because
what's that like?
I don't know. We talked last week about, you know, how like we're trying to wear clothes that are a little bit more ethically made or that are higher quality, that kind of thing. And I still have a lot of clothes in my closet that are really cheap. Mm-hmm. And they don't make me feel very great. They don't make me happy when I wear them. But I'm afraid to get rid of them either because I feel like I haven't gotten my money's worth from them yet, or there's an emotion or a memory attached to them.
I know, that sucks.
Or I think I might need them someday.
You never know when the going out shirts from college, those spaghetti straps with the bedazzled pink rhinestones.
Yeah, they might come back.
They might come back.
They might come back. I still have my Ed Hardy hat. It might come back.
Listen, Paris Hilton just released a music video and Kim Kardashian is in it. It might come back.
It might come back. So, but I know that I will feel so much better about life if I have a clean closet with clothes that I love in them, even if it's like 3 shirts.
I once spent, I don't know, $8 on this like fake silky tank top from Forever 21.
Yeah.
It wasn't even that cute. I got it home. I took it out of the bag and I was like, whoa, this friggin' smells like fish.
Oh no.
Did I throw it away?
No.
I soaked that crap for like a month and a half in water and detergent and the smell would not go away. Bethany, I freaking wore that shirt out smelling like fish.
Because you're like, I spent $2 on it. I better get my $2 worth.
I mean, years and years later, I threw it away, but it's like, ugh, I just need to let go of things.
Yeah, it's really tough. I bought this beautiful shirt because it looked amazing on the model. I bought it online. I got it home. I look like a flamenco dancer. Because the puff sleeves on her don't read the same.
The puff sleeves are so in. They're so in.
And it was not a cheap shirt. It was, you know.
You should try it on for me. I'll tell you.
Okay.
I'll
yes,
give you
I
the,
will.
I'll give you the real honest truth.
Thank you. I wore it once. It did not photograph well. But I think it's just how my hair. Anyway. So I have to clean my closet out. And then last, my goal is to consistently work out 3 times a week.
I love that.
Because I have all, I have everything we need, right? Like we have OpenFit, like it's on my phone. I have what I need. I have my pull-up bar and I go to Ariel once a week, but like I really need to be training more and doing more and I need to do it 3 times a week.
And not because you want to be a certain size or look a certain way,
no.
Probably just because you want to feel better.
I need to be able to invert. God damn it. I have to be stronger.
And then also when you're working out, you live longer.
You live. Yes.
So if you can't be a vegan, just work out.
And also like I have to like be really on top of my mental health.
Yes.
And it's been kind of going up and down lately. And my depression's been kind of kicking in a little bit. And I know that that's in part because I haven't been going to the gym as consistently as I used to. And so I have to stay on top of that. So those are my goals.
Isn't that crazy how when you start to feel a little bit down and you're going through the kind of the steps in your head, like, why am I feeling this way? What have I been doing differently? And then you go to the gym like a few times in a row and you're like, oh,
yeah,
this is so much better.
Yeah. It's crazy that it actually works, but the last thing you want to do when you're down is get off the couch or get out of bed. But yeah, it works. It really does.
Love that.
Yeah. I like your goals a lot, by the way.
Thanks. Let's check in with some taste buds to see what they had to say.
Hi, ladies. This is Cecilia, taste bud from Wisconsin, and my summer goal is to kick ass. I'm going to be a vendor at a farmer's market, at a small community farmer's market this summer for the very first time ever. So I'm just hoping to make stuff that people like and that they keep coming back for more. So that's what my summer goal is. Thanks. Bye.
I wish she told us what she was making.
I know. Is it baked goods? Is she selling like heirloom tomatoes?
Is she felting little animals out of cat hair?
Going to the farmer's market for me feels like self-care.
Oh, yeah.
Because
I love it.
There's usually like a vendor selling iced coffee.
Uh-huh.
And then you get to wear like a really cute tote bag that's extra large because you need to put stuff in it.
Yes.
And heirloom tomatoes, man. Have you ever cut those suckers open when they're warm?
No.
And sprinkled a little bit of salt on them?
No.
Because a lot of people, this is a fallacy, a lot of people think that you need to keep your tomatoes in the fridge. Sure, if they're about to go bad,
yeah,
stick them in the fridge so they don't spoil.
Okay.
But you can really leave those suckers out on your counter, and when they're warm, a little salt, a little bit of pepper, oh my God.
I did not know this.
Oh.
I didn't know any of these things.
Are you a tomato eater?
I love a tomato.
See, I know a lot of people who are not tomato eaters, and when they pull off their hamburgers, I'm like, give it to me. That tomato tastes like a hamburger.
No, I love it. I love tomatoes. And one of the things too that are great about farmers markets, if you're like me and food is hard, you can ask a lot of questions and they will take the time to answer them. Whereas like it might not be the case in a grocery store.
Yes.
So I needed to buy, I don't know, like a zucchini or for some God knows
you
reason.
You don't know how to buy a zucchini?
No, and I didn't understand. It was squash.
Squash.
I had to buy a squash.
Like a yellow squash?
Yeah, I was making vegan cheese, like a vegan Velveeta.
You were such a good girlfriend.
Really good. It was so delicious.
Did you use a lot of nutritional yeast?
I used so much nutritional yeast. and I said to the guy, I was like, help. I don't know how to do this. And he was like, okay. And he talked me through and he didn't make fun of me for not knowing about, you know, gourds and like gourds were his life. So he knew everything.
And going to the farmer's market makes buying your groceries an experience.
Yeah.
You know, when you go to like the regular supermarket, it can feel like such a chore. It's like get in, get out. And then you walk through the cold section. You're freaking freezing, especially if it's in the middle of the summer because you're wearing a tank top. You're like, ugh, this is awful.
And it smells like fish, that tank top.
Yes. And then also you get to shop local if you go to your farmer's market.
Yeah. They say you're supposed to eat food that's within like 100 miles of where you live.
And
I
if
guess.
The farmer or the vendor's selling whatever, if they're worth their salt, they're going to tell you what wine pairs well with what you're buying.
Which is what Kathleen looks for.
These bananas go great with a Sauvignon Blanc.
This felted blanket goes well with the Cabernet. Okay, who's next?
Hey, ladies. It's Tiffany from North Carolina. My goal for the summer is to not be held back by body discomfort. I know summertime can be triggering to those with body issues, myself included. So my first baby step is that if I can't say anything nice when I look in the mirror, to at least not say anything negative. I hope that by putting a stop to negative self-talk, I'll have more clarity to let in the positive and show myself the same kindness that I'd show a friend.
Tiffany, yes, I am right there with you.
All of that.
Yeah.
All of the yas.
Summer's really tough. If you don't want to be wearing a tiny tank top and a tiny pair of shorts, what are you supposed to do? You get hot and you feel insecure. And if you have scarring on your face, your makeup slides off and you feel gross.
So I weigh a little bit more going into the summer than I have in the past. And I have been kind of really getting down on myself about it. But my husband and I were just in Key West over the weekend and we were renting bikes and I was going to have to wear shorts. And I luckily at the last second, I threw this pair of shorts into my luggage. And you know what? I was just like, I'm not even thinking about this.
Yeah.
I'm going to get on this bike. I don't care if my cellulite is hanging out. I don't care if my legs look big when I'm riding this bike. And I didn't have any less fun at this size than I did at previous sizes.
Yes, Kathleen.
Like,
exactly.
I had the same amount of fun, if not more, because I just let go of all of that inhibition.
Yeah.
I was like, I don't care if all these people in Key West walking down the street have to look at like the little bit of fat hanging over my knees. Fuck you. I'm riding a bike.
And guess what? It's not ruining anyone's life by you walking around in shorts.
And if it ruins someone's day by seeing my legs in a pair of shorts.
Oh, heaven forbid.
I'm glad I ruined your day.
Well, and also then their day was going to be ruined anyway.
Yeah, because they're awful people.
Because they're awful people. Do you remember when, I think it was the VMAs, but it may have been something else. When Rihanna showed up, that song, Wild Thoughts. She performed Wild Thoughts.
Okay.
And she was like, she had put on weight since people had seen her publicly.
Yeah.
And people on Twitter were like attracted to her in a way that they hadn't been because there was something just so, she was just so comfortable in her skin.
Yeah.
And her curves were just hot and she looked amazing. And I really think that it is how you carry your body less than how your body looks.
I love that.
And if you are comfortable in your skin or you're even making an attempt to not be uncomfortable,
yes,
which is different, I think that's such a good thing. I think that's really, really great.
Well, thank you, Tiffany. We love that you shared that and we love that that's your goal this summer.
Yeah, you're going to be great.
This next one's really special.
Hi, this is Christine.
And this is Katie.
Taste Buds from Baltimore, Maryland. We wanted to let you know that our summer plan is we're getting married in 3 weeks. Woo! Woo! Don't marry anyone other than a Taste Bud. That would be bad luck. Love you. Bye.
Oh, that's so nice.
They're getting married to each other.
I love that.
Christine and Katie from Baltimore. Well, congratulations, Taste Buds. We hope you have the best wedding ever.
That's so nice. Congratulations.
Now let's hear from Gracie.
Hey, Bethany and Kathleen. This is your Taste Bud, Gracie from Philadelphia. And this summer, I'm hoping that I will be able to think of myself more, do things that make myself feel good. For many, many years, I've just been focusing on everybody else in my family and my friends and putting myself on the back burner. So I'm hoping this will be the fun summer of Gracie and I'll get to do things and feel things that I've always wanted to.
I love that. She's focusing on herself.
You have to, Gracie, but don't hope it happens. Make it happen. You have to make that choice.
I want to get into this a little bit more later on the podcast, but focusing on yourself for the first time ever can sometimes be a scary thing.
Yeah, it feels selfish.
It does feel selfish.
It's not.
So Gracie, let us know how that works out for you.
Yes.
Hey, ladies. My name is Sandra from upstate New York. My current summer goals are budgeting. My husband and I would like to take our children out to Utah to visit my brother for 2 weeks. And it's something that we've never gotten to do together. Neither of us get paid for vacation, so we'd be taking 2 weeks unpaid and trying to figure out how to pay for all the bills and get us all out there anyways, because you still have to live life. It can't all be about work. Hope everybody has a fantastic summer.
Damn, Sandra, good for you.
Yeah, you know what? Sandra's right.
Yep.
It's tough when you don't get paid for vacation.
Yep.
But you need it.
You need it. And if your family's out there, you got to see your brother.
Yeah.
Utah's beautiful. I've never been, but my dad has, and he has considered relocating there. He loves it so much.
You know, I don't understand people who, A, don't take all of their sick days, and B, don't take all of their vacation days.
Sometimes you get penalized at work for taking the vacation days you are supposed to take at work, which is stupid.
It is absolutely the most asinine thing to me because American culture, we're all like work, 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 work. You know, people are afraid to go on vacation because they don't want to be replaced when they get back.
Yeah.
It would suck. I've never worked in a situation like that, but I can imagine that environment is very stressful. It makes you need a vacation even more.
This is a very good point. It's like when Annie got sick and had to go off and then her understudy showed up and did a better job and they recast the understudy as Annie.
Oh, shoot.
Cough, cough. You lost your role on Broadway.
That sucks.
Mm-hmm. I saw that on 2020.
You know what? I freaking love 2020.
Such a good show.
I was watching this thing about the Central Park Five on 2020 this weekend. There's a big documentary coming out on Netflix that Oprah directed about the Central Park Five. But anyway, 2020.
I'm Hugh Downs. And I'm Barbara Walters. And this is... 2020. And then it's like a murder.
All right, we've got two more. I'm just going to play them back to back.
Okay.
Hi, Bethany and Kathleen. This is Devin from Long Island. And my summer goal is to wear sleeveless clothing without apologizing for it because life is too short to care what other people think of your dang arms. And we're all beautiful. And also, they're just arms. Love you guys. Bye.
Hell yes, do not apologize for your arms. It's like your arm stabbed someone in the chest.
You know what, Devin? If I had the opportunity, I would lick your arms.
Yeah, I'd lick your arms,
I'd too. Show your arms a good time.
Yeah, I'd wrap my body around your arms, and then I'd whisper things to your arms.
Oh, great. Let's hear.
Sexy your arms.
Let's hear from Bree.
Hey, y'all. It's Bree from Tennessee, and my summer plans are margaritas, margaritas, and more margaritas. Love you. Bye.
Yeah, girl.
I hope that margaritas are just three different women named Margarita. They're just waiting outside in a line.
Well, now you're just projecting your personal fantasies.
Sorry. Kathleen.
Yes.
In June, Dennis and I are going on a quick little vacation to San Francisco. And so I needed some things to wear. And I also needed to save some money. And so I went to ThredUp.
Oh, you know, I've been posting this black bathing suit on my Instagram a couple of times. Everybody keeps asking me where I got this bathing suit, and I got it on ThredUp.
If you don't know what ThredUp is, it's the world's largest online consignment and thrift store with up to 90% off estimated retail price. So one thing that I didn't realize, and I don't think you realized it either, Kathleen, is that fashion is the second most polluting industry in the world. And so when you shop secondhand, you shop at thrift stores, you shop consignment, not only are you saving a lot of money, you're doing the earth a good service.
I love shopping, but you know what? I love the planet more.
Yeah.
And that's why I love shopping secondhand at ThredUp because I'm getting designer things. Like I just bought this amazing insulated beach bag from, you know, the brand Bandu,
BAN.DO.
It was full price on the website. And then I went to ThredUp.com and got it for a fraction of the price. Brand new, came to my house with the tags.
It's amazing. ThredUp adds over 50,000 new items every single day at unbeatable prices. And it's really great because they hand inspect everything. They triple check it to make sure it's high quality. I've been trying to buy more business wear. I'm trying to dress a little bit more professionally. I bought a pair of wool Burberry trousers.
Amazing.
They were normally over $400. I got them for $60.
You?
Burberry.
Do not pass up wool Burberry trousers at that price.
No. You can customize ThredUp to see only the items that are your size, your style, your price range. You're going to love it. They have so many different items every single day. Men, women, children, shoes, accessories. And if you want to, they can send you a bag and you can put stuff from your closet into your ThredUp bag and send it to them. And they'll go through and see if they can sell your items.
Yeah. And then they send you money back when they do.
That's what I did. I just talked earlier about how I need to clean my closet. They are sending me 4 ThredUp bags to put stuff in.
Shop all of your favorite brands right from your couch. We're talking Madewell from $9 and up, Anthropologie from $13 and up, Coach from $25 and up. Hello.
They got Burberry, y'all. So ThredUp is giving an Acquired Taste listeners a limited time offer of an extra 30% off your first order. Visit ThredUp.com/taste. Here's how you spell it. ThredUp.com/taste for 30% off your first order. There's no A in there.
There's no A. Just ThredUp. ThredUp.com/taste
for
30% off.
Terms apply.
I want to talk about chronic fatigue syndrome. Mm-hmm. And I promise you, Beth, sometimes when I bring these topics to the table, it's like, oh, wow. Wah, wah.
It's going to be a fun show today. We're going to talk about death and dying.
And I'm only bringing this up because it's the start to summer. It's sort of like the feel-good season for most of us.
Yeah.
Not if you're Bethany.
Hey, you know. I'm learning to love it because I have AC and the sun is good for my body.
I recently got a physical. Mm-hmm. And in my physical, I was a total hypochondriac. I said, test me for everything.
Sure.
And I gave a whole list of things that were bothering me. I was like, I have joint pain. I'm tired all the time. I have these chronic headaches. So basically, my doctor went down the list. And God bless my doctor because she knew that I needed to see test results in order to feel better. She tested me for celiac disease, for Lyme's disease, for fibromyalgia. I mean, for rheumatoid arthritis. I mean, she went down the line with everything. But she said to me before I left the exam room that day, I want you to look into chronic fatigue syndrome.
Okay.
And when all my test results came back clear, like I'm a totally healthy person.
Were you very disappointed when they all came back clear?
I was so disappointed. Yeah. I am like slightly celiac, like just
you have
maybe
a touch of the celiac?
Just a touch.
Okay.
That's the only thing. Okay. I looked into chronic fatigue syndrome and I was like, holy mackerel. I know a lot. I can name five people who are experiencing similar symptoms that I am.
Yeah.
That probably need to look into this and read about it.
Is it something that is caused by, is this a dumb question? Is it caused by external forces preventing you from getting sleep, or is it things within you that prevent you from getting sleep?
It's things within you that are preventing you from getting sleep. So it's not like it's a normal tiredness. You know, when you're tired and you go to bed, you wake up feeling refreshed. When you have chronic fatigue syndrome, you never, ever, ever wake up feeling refreshed. And I legit thought I was going crazy. I thought that there was something wrong with me.
Yeah.
And it's like you're trying to get through your regular day, but it's like you're walking through heavy sludge.
I had one friend describe she was just always tired. And I don't know if it's necessarily the same thing, but she said it was like walking, like always being underwater.
Yes.
Like you can hear people around you talking, but it's a little distorted. You feel a little detached from all of it.
Exactly.
Yeah.
And I was starting to get like a little bit antisocial. My friends would invite me out and I would say no, because I'm so tired. And
and
going to sleep at night and waking up, it didn't help. Oh. And it didn't matter how many 8 hour in a row nights I got of sleep. It wasn't helping. And so I was like, holy crap, I need to make some big changes. I recently made an appointment with a nutritionist.
Okay, great.
I'm so excited to go so I don't have to go to your nutritionist through you anymore, Bethany.
I'm asking a lot of questions that she's like, these don't seem to pertain to you. And I'm like, it's fine. They do.
But I'm talking about this because if there's a taste bud out there, if there's somebody out there who feels like they have brain fog, who they can't remember anything, they feel like they're just going through the motions of life, but you don't necessarily feel depressed. So you're like, what is this? What's happening? Maybe this is like a thing for you. And it's also a good reminder for all of us to just spend a little bit more time doing self-care.
So how do you know if you have chronic fatigue syndrome?
So much like other issues, other diseases, other conditions, it's not a one-size-fits-all type thing.
Okay.
But, and these were things that I was experiencing, muscle pain and aches, joint pain, chronic headaches. You know, I had a sore throat. I was having digestive issues, chills and night sweats, not being able to sleep at night.
Jeez.
So I'm working right now to sort of fix some things to get more sleep, to fix my eating habits and stuff like that, to see where it takes me. But if you're a person who you go to a party or maybe you go to your kid's concert at school, and then after that, it takes you 2 days to recover before you go back to normal life.
Yeah.
Or for me, one day I was getting out of the shower and I was all of a sudden so tired from getting out of the shower that I almost didn't go to my friend's party.
So is it, so I guess I'm like confused what it is. Is it like you're not getting proper sleep at night?
It's like you have so much stress weighing down on you.
Uh-huh.
No amount of sleep is going to fix what's going on. It's a hormonal imbalance inside of you.
Gotcha.
It's a lack of sleep. It's a lack of self-care. And these symptoms that you have last for 6 months or longer.
Jeez.
So I'm not talking like just like a 1 week period where you had a lot going on and you're really stressed. It's like walking through sludge for 6 months or longer.
And it's just a bunch of things in your body are sort of all coalescing to make it so that you're not getting the sleep that you need.
And I was feeling so crappy for so long. I mean, I was convinced I had everything under the sun.
Yeah.
And I didn't know that this was a thing that existed until my doctor brought it up to me, that it's so eye-awakening now. It's like, okay, yeah, I need to fix the way that I'm eating.
Yeah. So that helps?
Yes, absolutely. Okay. When you eat more plant-based, you know, plant-based foods. And,
yeah.
You know, the way that you spend your time, making sure you spend time alone, making sure that you are getting the rest that you need and sleeping when your body wants you to sleep.
And the crazy thing is that you, like a lot of people, have crazy hours.
Yeah.
And so I can see how you just think you're tired because your hours are nuts. But really, it's maybe something deeper that's going on.
And I know that there are a lot of people out there that are going through the same thing. And
yeah.
They're like, why do I feel sick all the time? Why am I tired? Why is a night's rest not making me feel like I rested all night?
Yeah.
Look into this.
That's amazing. I've heard of it, but I guess I never really thought about what it is, what causes it.
I mean, listen, it's cdc.gov. They recognize it as a real condition.
What do they describe it as? Like, what's the definition of it?
Chronic fatigue syndrome is a disease characterized by profound fatigue, sleep abnormalities, pain, and other symptoms that are often made worse by exertion, but they cannot be explained by an underlying medical condition.
So it sounds like it's one of those things a little bit like fibromyalgia.
Yeah.
Where it can't be pinpointed by, like, here is a thing in your body that we can see on an x-ray. Like,
yes,
it's
exactly.
A bunch of different things that sort of all create this diagnosis.
Yeah. And eons ago, I talked about how I thought I had worms in my butt.
Yeah.
And I had to poo on a plate. And like, this is very clearly how stress, you know, like comes out in my body. I get all these like really weird symptoms. Wait, can I tell you a text message that came through to our Google Voice?
Yes, please. By the way, that is maybe my favorite episode we've ever had is when you had to poo on a plate.
Okay, we got this text message. It says, hello, ladies. I'm Stacy from Hampton, Virginia. And I've been listening to the podcast since Bethany first shouted it out on Elvis Duran in the Morning Show. I want you guys to know how you have changed my life. So for a very long time, I was like Bethany and I could not talk about things like poop or sex or other human grossness.
Yeah, still can't.
But then Kathleen told her story about pooping on a plate and I laughed my ass off. Like genuine rolling on the floor laughing.
And you had to, like, just to be clear, Kathleen, you had to poo on a plate because you had to go through and see if you had worms.
I was convinced I had worms living in my butt, but it was just like, it was a symptom of stress.
And then so the doctor was like, you need to poo on this plate.
Yeah. You have to give a stool sample somehow. There's all these little tubes that you have to put it into.
Okay.
Anyway.
All right.
Stacy continues, that story really stuck with me. Ew. And thanks to Kathleen's boldness, I was inspired to summon up the courage to talk to a doctor. And now I've been diagnosed with Crohn's,
whoa,
a.k.a. a pooping disease.
Yeah.
And I'm finally getting the treatment that I've needed for years. I feel so much better and my life has been vastly improved. Thank you so much for helping destigmatize bodily functions and also for showing that it's okay to not want to talk about it.
Kathleen, that's all you. You destigmatized it by pooping on a plate.
I love you both dearly and I hope you have a fabulous weekend.
Oh, that's so nice. I'm so glad that you're feeling better, Stacey.
I hate it when doctors are dismissive.
Yes.
Have you ever been to a doctor and they were like, ugh, not my problem. You're just crazy.
Yeah. Well, yeah. They're just like, oh, I'm sure it's fine.
You know what? This happens to women a lot.
Uh-huh.
And it happens to women who are overweight a lot.
Really? I didn't know that.
There's this whole thing out there where doctors are dismissive of overweight women because they're like, well, just lose weight and you'll feel better.
Oh, wow.
And that is not always the freaking case. Like,
no.
A lot of, like, especially PCOS, that's a condition that affects women. It's a condition that often makes women gain a little bit of weight.
Polycystic ovarian syndrome.
And doctors will be like, nah, you're just having a heavy period. Nah, get out and exercise. And that is not what's going to help PCOS.
Yeesh.
I want everybody to go over to introvertdear.com.
Okay.
That's introvertdear.com. They've got this really fabulous article over there, taking time and feeling guilt-free about it. Because when you take a day for yourself or you take a week for yourself or you go on vacation by yourself.
Oh, it's the best.
It can also feel overindulgent.
Absolutely. Yeah, you have to tell yourself that it's an okay thing to be taking time for yourself, especially if you're a parent. Because if you have nothing to give and if you're so depleted, how are you supposed to be able to give to your family if you have nothing? And the way to give to your family is to give to yourself, especially if you're an introvert.
This article, 7 Ways to Take More Time for Yourself Without Feeling Guilty, by Courtney Carver. The number one thing she says that you need to do when you start to take time for yourself or learn to take time for yourself is explore the guilt and why you haven't done it sooner and why you you feel guilty taking time for yourself.
Mm.
She writes in this article, why do I feel guilty taking time for myself? Why don't I trust people enough to let them know what I need? And if a friend needed alone time, would I fault them for it? Absolutely not.
You never would. No.
Introvertdear.com.
Yeah, shout out to my introverts.
I didn't even know that website existed. There's like a whole plethora of content there for me and you.
And yeah, exactly. And Minerva, we found out, is an introvert, my cat. Aww. We had a bunch of people over here because we were filming in here. And Minerva hid up on the top of Fern Gully, and we thought maybe she was sick. And then as soon as everyone left, she came out and she was fine. She was an introvert too.
Oh, yeah. Well, so that's it. Weird body things I like to share on this podcast.
Yeah.
Just in case somebody else is going through the same thing.
Yeah. If your body's being weird, you know, take it seriously. And maybe you're not sleeping.
Talk to your doctor.
Mm-hmm. Either you're sick or you have a ghost.
Mm.
And both of those things need to be dealt with.
There's ghosts inside my head.
Yeah, there's ghosts inside your body. The ghost of being hot.
The ghost of being very sleepy.
So sleepy. Kathleen.
Yeah.
Robinhood is an investing app that lets you buy and sell stocks, ETFs, options, cryptos, all commission free.
And while other brokerages will charge up to $10 for every trade, Robinhood is the app that doesn't charge any commission fees. So you can trade stocks and keep all your profits.
Plus, there's no account minimum deposit needed to get you started, so you can start investing at any level.
The simple, intuitive design of Robinhood makes investing easy for newcomers and experts alike.
View easy-to-understand charts and market data and place a trade in just 4 taps on your smartphone.
You can also view stock collections such as 100 most popular.
With Robinhood, you can learn how to invest in the market as you build your portfolio, discover new stocks, track your favorite companies, and get custom notifications for price movements so you never miss the right moment to invest.
Robinhood is giving listeners of an Acquired Taste podcast, that's you!
You!
A free stock like Apple, Ford, or Sprint to help build your portfolio. So sign up at taste.robinhood.com.
Do you want to hear a story?
Always.
This is something that I would do. So this is from upi.com. So a Utah couple, they were being pressured by, I think, the husband's mother to have grandchildren, but they didn't want to. So they took quote unquote new baby photos with their new Mustang supercharger.
Oh, with the car.
With the motor, I guess, is what this is.
The motor of the car.
Or whatever the supercharger is. Is that a motor?
Would you indulge me and tell me what state this happened in?
Utah.
Okay.
They held a photo shoot cradling the new supercharger for his 2007 Ford Mustang GT like a new baby. And then they wrote on Facebook, "The last 2 years, Peyton and I have been preparing for this moment, and finally the time has come. It's something I've always wanted, but never knew how soon it was going to happen. We have been truly blessed this last year, and finally it is here." And I'll show you the photo. It's really sweet.
Listen, it's nobody's business when you have a kid. I can get down with this.
Yeah, if you don't want to have a kid, you don't have to have a kid.
Oh, they're cradling their motor.
So she's standing cradling whatever a supercharger is, and he's behind her with his arms wrapped around her abdomen.
It's so precious.
That's the way you got to do this thing.
What object are you going to have a newborn photo shoot with?
Oh, that's a great question. Mm. I think like a bottle of Balvenie, maybe 16-year aged whiskey.
Ooh.
You scotch? What about you?
Neil and I just got a new TV, so yeah! We're gonna And Lord knows we love our TVs like we love our children.
Maybe when I get those new trousers in the mail.
Yes.
Do that. But every year, I mean, I do a photo shoot with my cats, or yes. I do like a photo shoot of myself in pearls.
My aunt always says that her friends send her pictures of all their grandchildren. My aunt never had any kids. So the second that she gets a grandchild pic, she sends a dog pic right back.
Yep, you got to.
But you know what? Your grandkids are really cute. Your kids are really cute. The kids in your family are really cute. Just don't need to see them on my Insta story every single day.
I love your dogs.
Uh-huh.
If you want to post pictures of your dogs and your kittens and your bunnies, post those day and night.
I love your cats.
Love those cats, man. Uh-huh. I want to see them. I want to see videos. I want to see them being adorable.
So I do post a lot of pictures of my cat on my Insta story. And I wonder if there's somebody out there having the same conversation that's like, people need to stop posting pictures of their cats on their Instagram.
Yeah, I think there are those people.
Yeah.
Yeah, I think so. But
I just don't want to know those people.
It's fine. We're all different. We're all different. I did like decide... a couple weeks ago, I'm like, you know what? I'm going to maybe go back into Facebook. Mm. I, you know, I'm going to go back into Facebook. And the first post I saw was someone who I used to work with, like when I was a baby, when I was like 20. Mm. And like he had shot a deer or something. And he was like, this is the carcass. And I was like, bye, Facebook. I don't have anything in common.
My favorite thing to do is figure out when they got divorced. I love going back in somebody's timeline and figuring out exactly what month things went wrong.
Oh, that's fascinating.
And then you like you look at the husband's profile, the wife's profile, whomever the one is that you're not friends with, and you like you start to see when they started to be left out of profile pictures.
Yeah.
And then it was just them and the kids or them and the dog or whatever.
Yeah, that's interesting.
So good.
I once logged onto Facebook. A friend of mine showed up. She was one of the first people I saw, and she was with someone who was not her husband because I knew her husband. And then I realized they had quietly gotten a divorce and he disappeared from Facebook and she was with this new person and they were on their honeymoon. And I'm like, when did this so many things happen in the last couple years?
It's so juicy.
It was so juicy.
I love stuff
she
like that.
She seemed really happy. I was happy for her.
Okay, good.
It was juicy and like a good, like a fun, you know.
It's like a, I'm happy for you juice.
Yeah. And also like, what happened juice? Like, I wonder who cheated on who juice.
I love the vague booking, the posts where they're writing about their significant other, but they don't ever say the significant other's name.
Yep.
I saw one once, this girl from that I went to high school with got divorced from this guy that she had a kid with, or they were in the process of breaking up. And she wrote this whole vague book post about like men who aren't real men, who don't take care of you. And then his sister commented on it to defend him, and then his mother commented on it to put her two cents into it, and then the girl was commenting back to them. Oh, it was
juicy.
Yes,
so juicy. My sister follows someone on Facebook. They're sort of friends, I guess, like from I don't remember when, but this person is just the most boring person, so she follows this person because it's so boring it's entertaining. Like, and they're not trying to be boring, but the posts are things like, got my favorite pen at Target today. It was back in stock. And like the simplicity of just like how, but we all think those things. Yep. We all do think like, oh, finally, my favorite pen is back in stock. But we just don't normally post it. And the posts are so boring and so simple. They're like delightful and funny. Yeah.
It's like, wow, thank God for iced coffee season. Yeah. Exclamation point, exclamation point.
Yeah, walked around my house today and my feet didn't get dirty. Good thing I swept. Everyone's happy. I don't know. Kathleen, what did you learn this week?
I learned that chickens are monsters.
What happened? You slapped a chicken in the face. So I do not condone this.
I'm not for the animal cruelty.
No.
But I was in Key West over the weekend, and Key West is infamous for having wild chickens everywhere.
Uh-huh.
So I stopped in to this place called DJ's Clam Shack one night for dinner, and I got a lobster roll.
Okay.
You know how much lobster rolls cost.
Expensive.
They're like $25.
Well, lobsters, yeah, but like because, notoriously expensive.
Yes, not lobster costs a lot of money. Anyway, I ordered all my food. I've got like my coleslaw and like my clams and my lobster roll and like a little bit of French fries, and out of nowhere, a teenage chicken hops up on the picnic table where I'm eating, comes over to me, and freaking attacks my coleslaw.
What?
To the point where I push this chicken out of the way, and the chicken was like, oh, no, bitch, that's my coleslaw. And I'm like, no, bitch, that's my coleslaw. And I had to backhand this chicken.
Oh, no.
Bethany, had that chicken eaten my lobster roll, I think I would have locked that chicken up and put it in chicken jail.
You would have flipped
the
table.
It's a $25 lobster roll.
It's expensive. Those chickens have no fear, man.
Luckily, my husband was nice enough to share his coleslaw with me.
Aww.
I looked at the chicken on the ground afterwards. His head was covered in coleslaw. I was like, that's my coleslaw.
How'd you know it was a teenage chicken?
Because, you know, it's not a baby. It's not an adult. It's like somewhere in
between.
Was
it wearing like eyeliner and listening to Fall Out Boy?
Yes, exactly.
Amazing.
Bethany, what did you learn this week?
I learned a hard lesson.
Okay.
If you delete your history on your internet, it deletes like your saved passwords.
Yes, it does.
No one told me this.
What were you trying to delete?
Well, I had to delete my history because we were filming something and I needed to have like
a clear history.
A clear history for the filming purpose. It's a long story.
Is it you've got mail number two?
Yes. So I deleted my history, and then today, None of my stuff is autofilling. Yeah. I had to re-log into Dropbox. I had to re-log into Amazon. I had to re-log into Honey. I had to re-log into everything. I don't remember any of these passwords because they all deleted themselves. What the fuck?
You know, I was about to say, Aw, first world problem.
It is a first world problem.
But I do really feel bad for you because I think we've all been there and it sucks.
I forgot. Don't delete your history. No. It deletes your passwords.
Select, as a person who often watches videos that maybe I shouldn't be watching.
Yeah, like no, sex porn?
I'm joking. There's nothing. I'm not into the sex porn.
There's no shame in it.
It's not what I'm watching. Uh-huh. I'm mostly watching Mary-Kate and Ashley videos. I don't want my husband to know that I'm watching. You can.
Brother for sale.
You can select certain things in your history and then delete them that way.
I should have known. I guess I just thought that like my internet had a different memory that it put all of my passwords and stuff in.
Listen, we've all been there. But now, luckily, your phone, it's like just your thumbprint.
Yeah, thank God. It looks at my face and it's mm-hmm. like, you look like her, yeah. Which I don't trust now because it recognized me with my sunglasses on. It also recognized me with a full green face mask on.
It recognized me with my sunglasses on too. And I'm like, okay, I know I have a distinctive chin, but really, is it that distinctive?
It's questionable. Mm. I had on green face mask. It was like, that looks like you. I don't trust my goddamn phone.
But you gotta like put the green face mask on your cat and then see if it, you know.
Yeah, stupid. Anyway. Don't delete your history. That's all. I don't even know where our thing is. Oh, I know where it is. Hold on.
Brother for sale. Only 30 cents. Where did it go?
I think it's 50 cents. I looked it up recently.
In your oven? Are you kidding me? Bethany, what if you turn it on by accident?
You really don't put anything in your oven?
I don't have anything to cook right now.
Oh, my God. We have this little frame that we have all of our information, like our Twitter and our Facebook and our email address. And Bethany was like, oh, I put it away. And it was inside her freaking oven.
The oven is the closet of the kitchen.
Okay.
This is your weekly reminder to take a deep breath. Kathleen, where can people find you on social media?
I am at WebGirlKathleen on everything.
I'm at Radio Bethany on Twitter, Ms. Bethany Watson on Instagram.
Are you not on the Snapchats anymore?
No.
Do you know I saw somebody online that did those gender filters, yeah. Snapchat things on their pet?
How'd it work?
And they turned their cat into a man. I think it only works if your pet has one colored face.
Okay.
You know, like if you have like a white cat or a black cat or something like that.
Yeah, yeah, yeah. Mm-hmm. Okay. That makes sense.
You can find us on Twitter at Acquired Podcast.
On Instagram at Acquired Taste Podcast.
On Facebook, Acquired Taste Podcast.
You can email us at AcquiredTastePodcast@gmail.com.
And if you'd like to send us some snail mail, you can reach us at An Acquired Taste Podcast, P.O. Box 1717, Hoboken, New Jersey 07030.
Please also give us a call. 917-994-0353.
Yes, we love your voicemails. Mm-hmm. We play them at the end of every podcast. And I often use them as lullabies to help myself go to sleep at night.
Which is really sweet. Mm-hmm. A little sad. Mostly sweet.
Mostly sad.
Rate, review, and subscribe. 5 stars will help us move us up to the top. If you have constructive criticism, that's great. Please also give 5 stars.
Taste buds, here's what you had to say this week.
Hi, ladies. This is Kelsey from Connecticut. And I just wanted to share my summer goals with you because I'm so excited about the summer. I am going to pass the praxis and the reading test that I need to take in order to become an elementary school teacher.
Hi, Bethany and Kathleen. My name is Gabrielle. This is my first time calling into the podcast. First, I just want to let you guys know, you guys get me through life. I feel like you two are pretty much combined me. Like, I just feel like you two are my BFFs, even though we've never met. Thank you, ladies, always for just being supportive and just knowing what the fuck we're all thinking.
Hi, ladies. It's Kelly from Illinois. I'm driving through St. Louis right now on my way to the airport, and I'm listening to the latest episode of the podcast. And Kathleen, you were just reading the list of things to do before you turn 30 or whatever it was. You mentioned cleaning shower curtains. My trick to cleaning the shower curtain is to throw it in the washing machine with just a little bit of bleach. Works perfect every time. No scrubbing, nothing like that. The worst part is you have a little drippiness coming out of the washer back to the shower. So just my tip for the day.
Hi, ladies. This is Sarah from New Jersey. I was just calling to give you guys my memo for the summer. I am trying to get everything finished up for my wedding, which is going to be September 1st, and you ladies are totally invited. I hope to see you there.
Hi, ladies. This is Megan. The most recent episode I just listened to has me wondering if I've been living alone too long, because when Kathleen asked Bethany to tell her something funny and she didn't have an answer, I immediately responded out loud in my apartment with, well, I have a giant wedgie. Also, I might be late to the game on this, but everything bagel seasoning on salad is my current jam.
Hi, everyone. This is Melanie from South Jersey. Just wanted to share a story with you. My husband and my son and I went out to dinner the other night, and in the car ride home, I decided to tell them about Kathleen's fake laughing technique. And I could tell my husband was looking at me a little skeptically, so I said, hey, let's try it. So I said something that we always think is funny, and he pretended to laugh and was laughing so hard that it made me laugh, that belly laugh. So we were laughing, laughing, laughing. My son was in the back seat looking at us, rolling his eyes, saying, guys, stop, stop this, please. That made us laugh harder. By the end of the car ride, we get home, and my son was also laughing. So we were laughing so hard, getting out of the car, into the house, couldn't stop. We must have laughed for about 30 minutes. And I just wanted to encourage everyone out there to try her fake laughing technique because it works and it makes you feel good and happy. We laughed and laughed and laughed all night. And I just want to say thank you, Kathleen. And I love you guys. And I love you, Bethany, too. And I love all the taste buds out there. Have a great day.